with Sportier's Joe Porter.
At Atamaria, the All Blacks sevens have had to settle for the silver medal at the Tokyo Olympics, but coach Clark Laidlaw was proud of his team's improvement from their fifth place finish at the 2016 Rio Games. Fiji beat New Zealand 27-12 in last night's final to win gold and defend their Olympic title. Laidlaw says it has been a long journey for some of the New Zealand players.
These men have put in an unbelievable amount of work over 4 years, 5 years to try and play really well. And for the most part, we obviously did. And I think finals rugby is all about creating momentum and, you know, executing when you get the opportunities.
Argentina beat Great Britain to win the bronze medal. The Ollie Whites captain, Chris Wood, believes the side will continue to make history after they became the first New Zealand men's football team to reach the quarterfinals at an Olympic Games. A scoreless draw with Romania last night was enough for the New Zealand team to move out of their group in Tokyo.
No New Zealand team's played football the way these guys can, and if they keep believing the way I know they can play even better football. So, yeah, it's a positive, and it's a team full of potential.
The Ollie Whites will play hosts Japan for a place in the semi-finals. The New Zealand men's hockey team could face a must-win match in their final pool game after being beaten 4-2 last night by Australia. The Black Sticks' last group game is against Argentina on Friday, and depending on other results, they may need to win to advance to the quarterfinals. Swimmer Lewis Clairbert broke his own New Zealand record to qualify for today's semi-finals of the 200 metres individual medley. Rowers Grace Prendergast and Kerry Gala will go into today's final of the women's pair as favourites, having set a world best time in their semi-final win. Sailors Paul Snow Hansen and Dan Wilcox are second in the 470, while defending champions Peter Burling and Blair Chook have improved to fourth in the 49er. Marcus Daniel and Michael Venus are through to today's semi-finals of the men's tennis doubles, where they'll play the Croatian pairing for a place in the gold medal match. American gymnast Simone Biles withdrew from last night's individual all-round competition a day after she pulled out of the team event, citing mental health. And Japan continue to top the medal table with 13 golds ahead of China, with New Zealand in 36th place. Koina na pūrongo, hakina kina.